is it? You know, you hear that term, sin. What is it? Sin, my brothers and sisters, sin is the transgression of the law. The law is literally the Ten Commandments. So, the Ten Commandments are not just the law, they're a standard that we're to live by for every single human being on the face of the earth. The law is of Yahuwah. Yahuwah is our creator. Okay? His name literally means, I am that I am, and I create. So, the transgression of the law is sin. This is what Messiah came to save us from, our own selves. The subversion or transgression of the law. I'll say it again. Sin is the transgression of the law. The law is the Ten Commandments. So if I sin, I have violated the law. I have fallen short of the law. The law, simply put, is the Ten Commandments as given to Moses. Hallelujah. This is the law of Yahuwah, our Creator, our Mighty One. Number one, you shall not have no other Mighty One before me. Number two, you shall not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them nor serve them, for I, Yahuwah, your Mighty One, am a jealous creator, visiting the iniquity or shortcomings of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Number three, you shall not take the name of Yahuwah, your Mighty One, in vain, for Yahuwah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it separate. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the Sabbath day is the Sabbath of Yahuwah, your Mighty One. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your manservant or your maidservant, or the cattle or the stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days Yahuwah made the heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahuwah, our Mighty One, blessed the Sabbath and separated it. Commandment number five. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which Yahuwah, your Mighty One, gives you. Number six. You shall not kill. Number seven. You shall not commit adultery. Number eight. You shall not steal. Number nine. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Number ten. You shall not covet or lustfully desire your neighbor's house. You shall not covet or lustfully desire your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or his maidservant, or his ox, or his ass, or his anything that is your neighbor. This is the law of Yahuwah as given to Moses in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Now, this law was actually changed Roman emperor back in 330 AD, or Common Era. He changed many of the things. He grafted Christianity in with the pagan ideas and religions of his time. He literally deleted the second commandment about not making any graven image or likeness that is in heaven above or earth beneath or in the water under the earth. He actually deleted it completely. And then he split the 10th commandment into two parts to make up for the deleted commandment. As you can see, people bow down to statues, they worship the zodiac and so forth and so on. These are things that are forbidden for us to do. Now, the law, and the beautiful thing about it, it was never banished. It was never obliterated by Messiah. He said, I don't think that I came to destroy the law. I didn't come to destroy, but I came to fulfill. So our shortcomings of the law, of the transgression of the law, that breach that we all possess, that falling short of the perfection of the law that we all have, we all have partaken of in some degree or another, is actually the bridge that Messiah helps us to cross. His blood shed for our shortcomings of the law, the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah. Again, I am Yahusha, the counselor for the Throne School of Letter, and this has been the law of Yahuwah. It is a law of life. It does not matter if you believe in a creator or not. This law applies to every single human being on the face of the earth, whether they accept it or not, whether they accept the idea of a creator or not, whether they accept the idea of Yahusha, our Messiah, coming and shedding his blood on our behalf as the ultimate sacrifice for our sin or our shortcoming of the law. Hallelujah. Please join me again here on Bulletin Board 77 on 712-432.